Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha and good morning from Maui, Hawaii. This is Sandy C. Welcome to Catch the Wave, Save a Life radio show. Super excited. Happy Monday to all of you out there. We're getting ready to go into a new week. Hope this show inspires you and encourages you to make a difference in the lives of others. I call it going mad, M-A-D, for making a difference. So super excited about what we're going to talk about today. Have some really great updates with World Impact Solutions and what they're doing. And also my trip to Ethiopia. I'm learning so much right now about this country and the culture, and just been meeting some incredible people who are doing things on the ground there, and just very excited about that. So thanks for tuning in today to all my listeners out there. Also, you can go to my website, catchthewavehawaii.com, and read my story and learn more about what we're doing there and how we are making a difference in the lives of children. Want to welcome aboard my co-host, Michael Smith from Texas. Aloha, my friend, across the pond.
Hey, Sandy, aloha. Good to be on today.
It's good to have you. How's the weather over there today?
Well, we're getting some rain today. Much needed rain for East Texas. Supposed to rain the next few days. So, but that's okay. It's still nice.
Yeah, we're getting rain this morning, too. It's rainy and it's cold. I've got my sweatpants and everything on, if you can believe it.
Wow, you are up in
yeah,
IU,
it's
so.
Unseasonably cold today.
Oh, that's an April afternoon morning then. So, well, it's good to be on. Glad to be with you this Monday, as always. So, and I am what's going on and around the world. And you sure have been busy this past week. I think everything you've been putting your hands in and talking to people and. You have met some great people on this path on your way to Ethiopia in the fall. So it's amazing how people just kind of get across our path. And if we are aware and can discern what the meaning of it is, it's all good. So people like Ingrid and talked to Gilbert this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So it's great. I love what we do. And how we are impacting lives around the world. And you and I really love to focus on Africa, but we do market products that are distributed all over the world, which is needed. There's children dying every 5 seconds, unfortunately. And through the course of this show, there's going to be quite a few children dying. So, but we have the solution. That's the good news. And it is good news.
Mm-hmm.
And while many will die, we will be, we are going to make a difference and impact strongly. So,
yes, yeah, definitely. For those of you, maybe you are just tuning in for the first time, or and really, we kind of want to open this up and kind of tell you what World Impact Solutions is. And basically, they are a company that manufactures, produces, and ships life-saving products around the world. And those products are mosquito nets, water filtration systems, and micronutrients. And so that's what they are doing. We are the voice for them. We sell these products as affiliate marketers and raise awareness about the opportunity to save the lives of children literally all over the planet by what they are doing. They have co-venture partners on the ground. GAIN, the Global Alliance for Improved Nutrition, is a huge one. We work very closely with them and our micronutrients. Basically, we put them, whatever we sell, we place in their hands and they distribute where it's most needed. So we work very closely with some major co-venture partners. So we sell life-saving products. That's what we do. And we're affiliate marketers for World Impact Solutions. So our mission, and I like to call it a mission for myself personally, even though I'm an affiliate marketer, is to raise awareness about the things that are going on around the world today. Every 5 seconds, a child dies from something totally preventable. World Impact Solutions has brought the solutions to these critical needs in these children around the world, and we are a voice for them to let people know that you can make a difference in the lives of somebody else, and you can actually save a life by the products that we sell and the products that we get into our co-venture partners' hands and move them throughout the world to these places in need, such as Africa. And then also we've done some other work in other parts of the world, too, and I'm going to let that a little bit in a few minutes. But we are a voice, and God has given each of us a voice to use. And what this is just sharing our story so that you can become aware and figure out a way on how you would like to get involved with this and how you would like to maybe become, join with us and help us market these products to the world and to people like you and me who can just purchase a product for as little as $20 and actually save the life of a child somewhere in the world. So, Michael, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about just more behind the story of World Impact Solutions. And, you know, we'll talk. Let's talk a little bit about malnutrition and stuff and the dirty water and the mosquito nets, especially with Zika. The Zika virus is going on right now. But, yeah, let's talk about some current events that are happening and how these products can actually make an impact.
Yeah, great idea. And you're right, Sandy, we are in Africa. We've also done some work in Haiti where we have distributed close to 9,000 mosquito nets into the orphanages around Port-au-Prince and around Haiti, where they are getting having issues with Zika virus now, and, of course, malaria. Malaria is the big killer worldwide, and particularly in Africa. Over 200 million new cases of malaria are reported every single year. But we do work in Guatemala, South Vietnam, and Thailand, Uganda, South Africa, Kenya. So we are an expanding company growing into the areas where the products are needed. And our products do identify those three main areas. I like, as you just mentioned, to talk about the micronutrients. Part of what you asked me, micronutrients, I think, is just for me, I don't know why. All three are important, and they all matter. Children die from all those three illnesses. But and all our products are kind of co-mingled with each other. If a child is taking malnutrition or micronutrients, but also consuming dirty water to take them, they can offset and not eat. The child can still die of water-related issues or catching the malaria. But our micronutrient packs have 17 vital nutrients in them. They were designed and developed with in conjunction with the Bill Gates Foundation and Johns Hopkins University. And they are approved by the World Health Organization in over 180 countries around the world. So we can take these products and distribute them. We have right now in Kenya with one of our co-venture partners, she's feeding Michelle Stark is the head of this organization, and she's feeding, 1,200 students a day. And each of them a day are receiving those micronutrients in their lunch meals. So, and it's making great progress. The results from that project and campaign is the children, they're tracking, their grades are improving, their skin's improving, their health's improving, the color of their eyes are actually improving, the whites of their eyes. So there's a project we're working with. With GAIN, we're moving into South Africa with GAIN and the South African government. Hunger Relief International we work with in South America, and I think we'll see more of our nets going down there as well as our water filters, and we have another co-venture partner. All these are great organizations. Filter of Hope, a lot of our water filters have gone to South Vietnam and Thailand, and we're the access to clean water is just horrible. And millions do not have access to clean water, and children and families are drinking impure water and causing all kinds of issues. Our water filter, size of soda can, filter out 99% impurities in the water and produce up to 150 gallons of pure water every single day, and it's the size of a soda can. I believe, Sandy, you've got actually one of our water filters at your home. I know you've tested it. You've even done some YouTube videos demonstrating it. But all our products, the nets, are long-lasting insecticide nets that are approved by UNICEF. And can last up to 5 years. They are insecticide nets, so that if a mosquito or another insect-carrying diseases lands on the outside of the net, it does kill the mosquito. But if by chance a baby or a young child is underneath the net and puts the net in its mouth, it doesn't affect the child whatsoever. So, and the nets can also last up to 5 years. If maintained correctly. So these three products are great. They're quality. They're approved by organizations like the World Health Organization and UNICEF. And so we know we've got quality products. We know we have quality distributors or co-venture partners with, as you mentioned, feet on the ground in these villages, and know that our products, if you purchase them with us, through us, will in fact get to the children and into the families. So that's encouraging too. That makes a big, that's usually one of the biggest questions I get, is will I know that these products are getting to the hands of the child? And we know they are. We've got a point-to-point, or not we, but World Impact Solutions has a point-to-point credibility and verification process to make sure they do. Sandy, before I turn it back over to you, little just on World Impact Solutions. You and I are affiliate marketers. We're not employees. We're not founders, but we believe in that company. I believe in that mm-hmm. company because of particularly two men. Duncan Dodds is the CEO of that company, and Jeff August is the senior vice president. They both live in Texas. Their headquarters is in Dallas, and I do want to highlight them. They are an amazing two men who saw this mission, saw this need in the world, and created this company, World Impact Solutions, Inc., Incorporated, and very generously offered an affiliate program so that they could help. They needed the help of the affiliates because they need to market and sell these products by the tens of thousands. We've got Gain has asked them to provide up to 3 million micronutrient packs every single month. So our job is to get out there and sell the products, and then World Impact Solution gives them to those nonprofits and to those co-venture partners. So it's amazing. It's just an amazing business model that actually works. We know it works. Those 8,300 mosquito nets in Haiti, those 1,200 students eating, drinking micronutrients every single day in Kenya, and water filters in Vietnam. Well, actually, water filters all over in Africa. Our water filters are really, really in demand. So, thanks for letting me ramble on about those products. You know I can talk to you today. And again, you can go to Sandy's website, catchthewave.com. Is that correct?
It's catchthewavehawaii.com.
That's right, at Hawaii. So it's amazing to me catchthewavehawaii.com. Sandy, from the little island of Maui out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, she's impacting so many children all over the globe. It just amazes me that from that little island and that little in haiku and her little piece of heaven up there, she's impacting children all over the world in selling these products. So it's a
I really want to touch on what you just said, because I want people to understand that you can do it from where you are too. And that's what's so amazing about this company is that you can impact a child on the other side of the world based on you just purchasing a product. Now, I want to talk about the cost of the product because I'm sure everybody's sitting out there thinking, oh, this sounds way too high tech. It's very expensive. There's no way I could even afford to help a child. The micronutrient packs come in a 30-day supply, so it will provide a child for 30 days, one packet a day, for $20. So for $20, you can purchase 30-day supply for a child of micronutrients that will give them the vitamins and minerals they need on a daily basis. So I want to encourage you to do that, but I also want you to take it a step further and think about this. We do encourage monthly giving, so if you could do a monthly purchase, and I always want to say giving because I feel like it's that way, and it is, but if you could do a monthly purchase of $20 a month and purchase micronutrients for a child, that means that child will not go without the micronutrient. We don't want the children to go on the micronutrients and then get off the micronutrients because it's not going to help them. They need to stay on these vitamins and minerals. It's very critical that they do. Most children who are suffering from malnutrition suffer from things like stunted growth, blindness. There's all kinds of things that happen in their early stages of life, between infancy to 5 years of age, if they're not getting the micronutrients and minerals that they need. These things can start developing and happening to them in their later life. So it's really critical for them to get these micronutrients every single day through these very young years so that they can grow to the full potential that they were created to be. So I want to encourage all of you out there, if you're interested in purchasing a micronutrient, really consider doing it $20 a month because it just really, really helps the need of the child in an amazing way. Yes, go ahead.
Can I piggyback real quick on the micronutrients? Mm-hmm. There's also an opportunity with the micronutrient packs. Yes, $20 a month is, to me, that's I actually sponsor children for more than that through other organizations in Africa. But $20 a month can definitely save a child's, impact a child's life unbelievable to the point of actually saving their lives. There's children around Africa right now, the UN, there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them that the United Nations say are suffering from, their words, acute severe malnutrition, with many of them near death. So yes, for $20 a month, you can. There are some opportunities when you go to Sandy's website and look at our micronutrients. There's some opportunities right now with World Impact Solutions because of the need to get these micronutrients into the mouths of children. There's a 100% matching program, and you can do $20 a month. And for 12 months, 9 months, or 24 months, or indefinitely. But there's also an opportunity to buy micronutrients that provide micronutrients for a child for an entire year. And I believe that one is $120?
I'm looking at it on the website right now. It's a power pack. It's $120, and if you think it retails for $240. So
correct.
You're already getting a big discount, which is huge.
Well, they're also matching that, and so for $120 right now, World Impact Solutions will ensure that two children receive micronutrients for an entire year. Can you imagine that impact those two children will have? And there's other packs there. You can go up to as many as 20 children through the matching program on a monthly on a one-time purchase for an entire year. So there's incredible different choices that you can do and choose from with our micronutrients. And so I encourage you. We have businesses and business owners and corporations that love to do humanitarian work within their businesses, and they're buying these micro packs and impacting 10, 20, if not hundreds of children by purchasing them. So lots of opportunity with the micronutrient packs. You want to jump to one of the other products real quickly, or
Yeah, let's talk about the mosquito net. The mosquito net, like Michael said earlier, it is a long-lasting insecticide net. There are over, just so the statistics, everybody knows kind of some statistics on this, there are over 200 million cases of malaria that's reported every single year. So that is a huge number. And we have seen also with the Zika virus down in Brazil, the outbreak of that. So mosquito nets going, it's a huge need around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this one little net can actually protect someone from dying, from getting bit by a mosquito and then possibly dying from the repercussions of that. So these mosquito nets are very, very critical to the needs around the world. And it jeopardizes, I'm just reading from the website, our website here, it's endemic in 106 nations and jeopardizes more than half of the world's population. So
mm-hmm.
that is really huge. So malaria will kill a child somewhere in the world every 30 seconds, most of them under the age of 5. So it's these mosquito nets are really, really crucial. Now, you can purchase 4 mosquito nets for $50. So we are going to distribute 4 of these nets, and basically you spend $50. That's 4 families in a community that can be impacted by your purchase. So so that is an amazing thing to, you know, to do. It doesn't cost a lot, but you could really change the lives of 4 families. It's interesting. I'm looking at this website, just looking at the wording here. If you found out that something was killing 28,000 children every week, what would you do? And
mm-hmm.
it is happening, not just today, but tomorrow and every day. And for $50, you can provide 4 of these life-saving nets to families in the most affected areas. So it's huge. You know, when you think about how big that is, yeah, it's really, really big. And it is very critical that we get these nets to these locations to protect these families from these mosquito-borne diseases that are life-threatening. Mike, I'm going to pass it over to you and let you talk about the water filtration system.
Okay. Well, just to finish up on the nets, too, because I've been in East Africa and haven't used our nets. I do sleep under nets when I travel in East Africa, particularly down in the isolated areas. And I actually have seen children pass away, unfortunately, of malaria. And you're right, most of them are under the age of 5. Many of them are also malnourished, so they just don't have the immune system and the strength to battle and fight malaria. If you or I, Sandy, were to in fact get malaria, we would probably survive. We would be sick,
mm-hmm.
and we would be, but we would survive because we have strong bodies and we're healthy human beings. But malaria does. In southern Sudan, I just talked to a friend yesterday, actually. In southern Sudan, there's a part of the area that he was visiting 2 weeks ago. Every 15 minutes, 35 new cases of children reported with malaria. That's how fast these children are getting diagnosed with malaria. So there's a huge need. And in Africa, as you mentioned, in just Africa, there's 4,500 children, again, mostly under the age of 5, die every single day of malaria. So there's a huge, that's just and it's totally preventable, totally preventable. These nets can literally save lives. Our project in Uganda, where we distributed nets, they were seeing 35 to 40, I believe, cases, new cases every single month, and now they're down to 1 to 2, if not 0 cases of malaria. So it works. We just got to get the product sold into the children. To jump to the water filter, every 21 seconds, statistics that are facts, every 21 seconds, a child dies of a water-related issue. And that can vary from a lot of different things, from creating, just getting bacteria in their bodies, Many of them die of dehydration because they're drinking unclean water, and they get diarrhea and just dehydrate, and the parents cannot put fluids back into them fast enough. They don't have the access to IVs. So unclean water is just a huge, huge problem all over the globe. And our little system, this little system, like I said, the size of a soda can, there's a photo on, I saw it on your website yesterday when I was scrolling through your site. It's an amazing filter. It actually is based on the process of kidney dialysis. And you can take the muddiest, blackish water out of a puddle and put it through this system, and it comes out clean and clear, but more importantly, 99% pure. And it works. 150 gallons a day, that can provide a family of four or even a couple families with 150 gallons a day of clean drinking and cleaning and drinking water and cooking water. So what a difference that can make in the life of someone in Uganda, in the villages of Uganda or South Vietnam or out in the highlands of Thailand where some of our products, the water filters, have been distributed. It sells for $75, one filter, and that one filter charge, you can buy as many as you like, but for $75, you can be assured that a family will receive one of those filters somewhere in one of the projects that World Impact Solution is working on or one of the campaigns they're trying to fill the needs. So that's a great, great product. Mm-hmm. Those are the three products, water filters, four nets for $50, and micronutrients starting at $20 for a 30-day supply. But with that matching program, you can double your impact very easily and help get not one child, but as many as 20, 40, 80, or even 100 children micronutrients for up to an entire year with a purchase through our through the World Impact Solution Program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think there's some great opportunities, and there's great campaigns out there we're working on to fund and to help to fill these orders. So there's a tremendous, tremendous growth right now with what we're doing, and tremendous response. We're getting real positive response from so many out in the world that want to help and impact children. They just didn't know how to do it. They read about it and see about these children dying of these illnesses and just didn't, what can I do here in, I'm in Texas and you're in Maui, or if you're in wherever you are, in London, England, or Washington, D.C., or Denver, Colorado, you can impact very easily. Just go to a website, purchase one of these products. You can be assured, again, that they're going to get distributed. So what a great, great opportunity.
Yeah, it really is. I do want to touch on, you know, this time of year in the spring, you know, everybody, churches, schools, everybody's trying to raise funds for different causes that they're promoting through their organizations. And I want to talk about the fundraising initiative with World Impact Solutions. And this is what I really love about this idea. And it allows not-for-profit organizations to use our products as a means to raise funds that also help save the lives of children and families around the world. So if you are a nonprofit out there, or maybe you're part of a school program that's trying to raise money for a cause, or maybe just raise money to get uniforms for your football team or whatever, or maybe your band needs some instruments or equipment or whatever, we want to talk to you, because there's a great opportunity here for you to sell these products and also make a commission off of everything that you sell to help raise money for the need that maybe you have for your organization. So it's an incredible opportunity. It's a win-win for both sides. You're saving the lives of children, but also raising money for your need. And who would not want to do that? I mean, people would love to get involved knowing that they're saving the life of a child, but also helping you at the same time. So Want to encourage you, if you have a not-for-profit organization out there, please call us and talk to us. My number is 808-269-7923, or you can reach out to me through my website at catchthewavehawaii.com. I'd love to talk to you because there's so many creative ideas that we could work together and do this, and also raise awareness about the opportunity for people to get involved and save the lives of these children all over the world. So want to talk more about that with you if you are interested, and maybe you have a not-for-profit organization out there that really needs to maybe meet overhead. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, and, you know, if you have a nonprofit maybe somewhere around the world and you're, you know, you get the money for the sponsorships for your children, but maybe you need money for overhead for the cost of administrative work or whatever, office building or whatever you're doing, this is a great way to increase your revenue coming in to help you with those overhead costs that are out there maybe affecting your your nonprofit organization. So that way it encourages all the money that really needs to go to the need of your child or whatever, your sponsorship program, that money is really going to the children. And then this is another way where you can actually create more revenue and get money coming in for your overhead. So it's just an incredible opportunity, I think, for everybody getting involved here. Right now what I'm trying to do is raise money for funds to go to Ethiopia in October. And you can help me by purchasing a life-saving product, and a portion of that commission will go to me to help me raise funds. So you're not only saving the life of a child, but you're also helping me raise the funds to get to Ethiopia in October and be able to go over there and see firsthand, visit some ministries. There's a couple of ministries that I'm going to go see. One is Make Your Mark. There is also another one called Partners with Ethiopia with Ingrid Olson. And I'm looking forward to actually going, seeing all of that. And then with Make Your Mark, Trent and Carmen Post are doing an amazing work out there with their organization. And so I'm really looking forward to going and visiting these ministries on the ground and seeing it for myself, and then coming back and sharing my story of what I've learned and what I've seen in these different countries, this country, and the needs that are there, and continue to be a voice for the least of these, and just to kind of raise awareness of how everybody can make an impact and get involved. So super excited about the trip, super excited. I got to spend a little time with Ingrid Olson on the phone yesterday. We talked for about an hour. I got tons of information about Ethiopia. She's been going there for the last 5 years on an annual basis. She's got a nonprofit called Partners with Ethiopia, and they're doing amazing work there through helping orphans and providing education for them. They call it HOPE, and they are actually helping 300 kids get an education, get food in their system, get food in their stomach, and help them have a better life. And she's just doing amazing work out there. So, Michael, you're from that area. You've lived there as a kid and stuff. And tell the listeners a little bit about Ethiopia and what, you know, how that area impacted you.
Okay. That's, and I love what you just shared. It is a great, great country, and my heart, part of my heart lives there. I actually lived there as a young boy, talking about Ingrid and her projects that she's working with down in the Dale region of Ethiopia, which is south of Hawassa, Ethiopia, on Lake Hawassa, a beautiful, beautiful lake down in the Great Rift Valley, south of Addis Ababa. And Ingrid is working with children down in that, in a sponsorship program. It's a beautiful, it's coffee growing country. But I was chatting with Ingrid online this past week also, and it made me remember that this will date me, 1960, how many ever years ago that was, I remember with my family actually camping on the shores of Lake Hawassa, and Hawassa then was a sleepy little fishing village And now today it's one of it's a major city with major university there, Ethiopian University and Agricultural University. Vibrant. They're getting ready to open a new airport in Owassa. But Ethiopia is an interesting, wonderful country with amazing history, amazing people, over 90 million people. Many of them in the cities, there's some vibrant growth economically, but it's a very diverse country. And there's over 70 dialects within that country. And there is issue in northern Ethiopia right now with the El Nino drought, and there's literally millions up there in need of assistance. And I know, again, from UN statistics from the United Nations that there's over 400,000 children up in northern Ethiopia suffering from malnutrition right now, and they're having a hard time even finding water. The cattle have died, and this goes into the South Sudan as well, that some of the people, Sandy, are down to eating grass and leaves, literally eating grass and leaves as their diets. There's just no food and very, very few water. But Ethiopia is a wonderful country. There's great organizations like INGRIDS, and I love that you're going to be working with Mark, Make Your Mark, with Carmen and Trent Post. They're doing amazing things in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. But I think you're right. What the wonderful thing about World Impact Solutions is, it's going to help get you there, and it's going to help you minister to these children in your heart and what you want to do. And we can help Ingrid with her nonprofit as well. The Duncan Dodge and Jeff August, again, the founders of World Impact Solutions, have put together this fundraising aspect of the company with purpose. And you hit on some of the key issues. I'd like to highlight some too real quick, Sandy. Nonprofits, as I said, schools. We talked yesterday with a gentleman. His daughter is going to Puerto Rico on a missions trip with her school class this summer, and we're going to help raise some funds. They'll do the bake sales, they'll do the car washes, and they'll do the mowing of the grasses to raise funds, but we're also going to sell life-saving products, save children, and they will be able to raise funds for their trip as well. Mission trips. If you're a mission pastor and you're taking a mission team of college kids or high school kids to Guatemala or wherever, we can help you raise funds by going out and selling these products. And just think about it. If, again, you're still going to run and do the, like I said, the bake sales and the car washes. I went through a car wash this weekend that was a fundraiser for a local high school here, and gave them my card because I told them, would you be interested in doing fundraising ongoing? Because one aspect of the fundraising we do, our micronutrients packs, as you highlighted earlier, Sandy, about our multiple purchases, 20 a month, 120 a month, because these children need to be on the micronutrients indefinitely, particularly if they're 1 or 2 years of age. But if people are buying those products from you or in your organization, your missions team, your school, the Boy Scouts, and they're buying them every month, you're going to continue to get income to your organization or your nonprofit. Month in, month out. So even after you come back from your mission trip, you'll continue to raise money for future items for your school, your church, your organization. And I think what you said was really interesting about the nonprofits and their overhead. Overheads are rising significantly for some nonprofits. The administration costs, causing them to put less and less percentage of their income towards their mission, whether it be sponsoring children or whether it be something like Filter of Hope and finding unclean water. The administration costs are so high. So World Impact Solutions can help with ongoing income as they sell and we sell these products. We can set up some really unique and interesting programs. So I agree. Call Sandy. She can get you directed. I'll be glad to talk with you as well. I'm in the process of setting up some fundraising for some nonprofits, for some schools, and for some mission teams that are going on some missions later on this year, and actually one even next year. We're starting to raise funds already for mission teams by saving children by selling products. So isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's just a great idea. I always think about clean out my freezer every summer and throw away the cookie dough I bought last September when the little girl came around, the little girl and her mother comes around every year and with the Girl Scouts, not Girl Scouts, she's from her school, and they do fundraisers and they sell cookie dough. And I threw it in my freezer, unfortunately, I'll buy it again. But I thought, what if she was going around selling mosquito nets and asking me with her mother to buy mosquito nets, or those are going to get used and save child's life. Won't be. What a great idea. It's just a great idea.
Yes, it is. Well, we have about 5 more minutes on the show, but I want to give a shout out to everybody who's already helping me get to Ethiopia.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I want to thank Kalai. Kalai, I work with her, and she has been purchasing micronutrients for children. And I just want to say thank you so much, sweetie. That it means a lot to me. But I'm also selling Catch the Wave Hawaii shirts right now, and they are actually becoming a hit. I actually got them in stock, and I love it. So I've got some pictures of myself on Instagram at Sandy C. Maui, and I'm selling those for $25 plus $5 for shipping if you're not here on Maui. But I'd like to just send a shout out to Jen and Steve and Kiana and her mom, Albie and Sonia, and there's another lady on Instagram. Her handle's Maui-licious, Loreen, Heather, and Elizabeth and Lynn and Margette. Thank you so much for purchasing the shirts. I am going to be sending them out today, so I look forward to seeing your pictures at the end of the week wearing those shirts. Also, if you have those shirts and you are going to be wearing them, please send people to my website, catchthewavehawaii.com. I need as much help as I can and as many voices sharing the message of hope through World Impact Solutions and my story with what I'm doing as I try to get to Ethiopia in October. So please make sure to spread the word about that and send people to my website, catchthewavehawaii.com. Also, if you are interested in speaking with me more about this and you have some questions, please reach out to me. You can find me on Instagram at Sandy C. Maui, Sandy, the letter C, Maui, and you can also find me on Twitter at Sandy C. Maui as well. And you can find me on Facebook. I have a Facebook page called Catch the Wave. So there's all kinds of ways you can find me. If you have any more questions or want to get involved, please reach out to me. I'd be happy to help you with any kind of questions that you might have. It's amazing how fast this 45 minutes went by.
Oh, it is.
Michael,
I'm
just floored. It just went by so fast. So but we will be back on the air next Monday, 8 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time right here. This show is recorded, so you can replay it again and again. Also, please share this with your friends and your family. We cannot do this by ourselves. I cannot do this by myself. I need everybody helping and everybody participating in any way you can, whether it's with your financial resources or your sharing through social media. I want to give a shout-out to Elizabeth Engel. She has really been helping me with the sharing on social media. I want to say thank you so much for that. And also, you know, any way that you can assist would be great. I appreciate all of your support out there and helping this dream become a reality to go to Africa and see it firsthand for myself. I know it's going to be a life-changing trip. I know that I'm going to walk away from that experience totally changed and really probably enlightened in regards to the needs that are going on around the world. And I will continue to be a voice for those who do not have one. And, Michael, it's been awesome. Thank you so much co-hosting with me today. And I just want to tell everybody out there, go mad. And it's so funny. M-A-D, make a difference in the life of someone else because you could be the miracle that they're waiting for. Anyway, thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next Monday, 8 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time right here. And Michael will go out with a big aloha and aloha.
Okay. Aloha.